overtures ahead of trade talks with the U.S.
We've seen new purchases of U.S. soybeans. We've seen commitments from the Chinese government to import more U.S. rice, something that hasn't happened in the past.
Last year, Trump imposed tariff hikes of up to 25% on $250 billion of Chinese goods. That move prompted China to respond with its own tariff increases on $110 billion of U.S. goods. A Syrian Kurdish official told the Associated Press Monday, Syria's Kurds are awaiting clarifications from the U.S. over America's plans to pull out its troops. More from the AP's Matt Small, who reports a top White House aide says troops won't leave until Islamic State militants are defeated and U.S. allied Kurdish fighters are protected.
That's the word from National Security Advisor John Bolton while on a trip to Israel, signaling a pause to a withdrawal announced just last month and initially expected to be completed within weeks, adding there's no timetable. But President Trump is reaffirming his commitment to a withdrawal, saying in his words, "We won't be fully pulled out until ISIS is gone."
That was EAP's Matt Small reporting. British Prime Minister Theresa May said Monday Britain will set out additional proposals for Northern Ireland and give Parliament a bigger role as the government seeks more assurances from the European Union on her Brexit deal. The UK Parliament is due to vote next week on the deal May agreed on with the EU. More stories on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Another work week began Monday, but not for hundreds of thousands of U.S. federal employees forced to stay home because of the government shutdown. The AP's Ed Donahue has the latest from President Donald Trump over the weekend.
There was no breakthrough in talks over the weekend.
We're looking at a national emergency because we have a national emergency. Just read the papers.
There were no signs from President Trump. He is budging on his demand for $5 billion for a border wall.
We have a crisis at the border of drugs, of human beings being trafficked all over the world.
The president did make one concession on the wall.
We'll build a steel barrier.
The president says Democrats don't like concrete. The idea is being panned by Democrats. Ed Donahue, Washington.
What? Military vehicles were seen racing down streets of Libreville on Monday as military officers in Gabon staged an apparent coup attempt. Early Monday, military officers seized a state radio station and declared their dissatisfaction with President Ali Bongo. According to a government spokesman, several people have now been arrested and the coup has been brought under control. Those involved in the coup declaring their dissatisfaction with the president, who is now recovering from a stroke in Morocco. A Saudi teenage girl who fled to Thailand is pleading not to be forced back to Saudi Arabia. 18-year-old Rahaf Mohammed Al-Kunun fled from Kuwait during a family vacation and arrived at the airport in Thailand Saturday night. She intends to seek asylum in Australia. Thai authorities refused to let her into the country, saying she had no travel documents or money.
I'm not leaving my room until I see UNHCR. I want asylum.
The deputy Asia director of Human Rights Watch, Phil Robertson, says he believes the Saudi woman would face serious physical harm from her relatives if she is sent back to Saudi Arabia.
Thailand should allow UNHCR to have access to her. They should allow UNHCR to make a determination whether she's a refugee or not and abide by that. Alternatively, Thailand could let her continue to Australia, give her back her passport and make sure that she's able to go.
Women have few civil rights in the ultra-conservative Saudi kingdom, needing permission from a male relative to obtain a passport and travel overseas. Females who commit so-called crimes against morality can sometimes meet the death penalty. Mexico's new president has shut down some pipelines to stop fuel thieves who he says had established an illegal distribution network. And we have more stories on VOAnews.com. Go there for the latest. I'm Liz Pelka for VOA News.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Border Crossings. My name's Larry London. We've made it through the midweek point of yet another week. And today on our show, I have one of my favorite guests of all time. I have to admit this. In the 16 years I've worked here and the 2,000 plus